3 minutes max now, New Zealanders with succinct opinions about life in Aotearoa. Here's Mark Knopf-Thomas, Chief Executive of Auckland's Newmarket Business Association.
I've been reflecting this week on all that has happened over the past 2 months. It's undeniably the most surreal experience many of us will have ever had. I think the New Zealand government's response has, for the most part, been pretty good. Fast, precise, communicated very clearly, and gave us all the strongest sense of solidarity. I do, however, think the government could have been much faster with some clear guidelines for commercial landowners and tenants to work towards, and it would be great to see some strong leadership and strategy on how we are going to regrow the economy. A lot of this probably and obviously should come from the private sector, but what does 2 years from now look like? What sectors will be thriving? Where are the opportunities that will most likely turn a positive result? And are we setting ourselves up to be agile enough? One thing I noticed during lockdown and in recent weeks was an interesting and slightly negative narrative by some on social media and other platforms about business. The debate raged on whether we should get back to normal sooner rather than later or keep lockdown until we were 100% COVID clear. Some commentators appeared not to understand the frustrations of business owners and apparently not even the slightest jot of an understanding about how our economy actually works. Quite simply, it's all about money moving around. Business owners, and in particular in New Zealand, small business owners take risks. They borrow money, often with personal guarantees against their homes. They invest. They create places we love. They enhance our culture. They play a significant role in invigorating our lives. Small business is intrinsic in developing our sense of community. Think of the galleries, the restaurants, cafes and bars, the retail stores, the creatives, the designers and engineers, the architects, the dentists who make us smile, and the hairdressers who do our dues. Think of the delis and the farmers markets that delight us. But most importantly, small businesses give us jobs. Jobs that employ a massive number of New Zealanders who earn money and spend money that goes right back into the economy. We are a punch above our weight team of 5 million. And rather like a gigantic Russian doll, as you pare away the layers from large to small, at the very core of what we are and who we are lies small business. They foster the success of our communities. Imagine our communities without cafes, a cultural abyss. To sum up, the small business sector needs to be celebrated and saluted for all they do for this country. Now, I implore you, please get out there and show them all the support you possibly can.
Mark Knopf-Thomas.